USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Top sustained winds have increased to over 100 miles per hour as Hurricane Dorian moves up the southeast coast. The storm is just south of Charleston, South Carolina. Heavy rain and tropical storm force winds are already hitting the Georgia and South Carolina coasts. Forecasters are saying the bulk of the storm will be over the Carolinas by Thursday morning. Part of the coast is safe.
We certainly got lucky in Florida.
President Trump, after being briefed on Dorian's track, which is taking it further up the coast.
Hurricane Dorian has its sights set on North Carolina.
With the potential for a foot or more of rain in some areas, Governor Roy Cooper is urging residents to get ready. Georgia Governor Brian Kemp says Dorian's effects are already being felt.
We are getting reports of downed trees already in Glenn and Wayne County.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who builds Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity. To capitalize on a proven energy industry legend, please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Legislators in two western states are pushing measures that would require clergy members to report confessions of child sex abuse to authorities. Senator Jerry Hill of California and Congresswoman Angela Romero of Utah want their states to join about a dozen others in treating members of the clergy the same as a number of other professions, including teachers, doctors, and social workers who are required to inform law enforcement when they learn a child has been abused. Opponents say mandatory reporting would undermine religious freedom. Allegations of rape and assault are mounting against the ride-hailing company Lyft. A lawsuit has been filed on behalf of 14 women who say they were sexually assaulted by their drivers in the past 2 years. The lawsuit alleges Lyft's mishandling of what amounts to a sexual predator crisis involving its drivers and alleges the company failed to use its own technology to protect passengers. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Medical experts call it a cautionary tale about the need to eat healthy foods. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
A British teenager goes blind from what experts say was a lifelong junk food diet. Dr. Denise Aton, meeting the 17-year-old 2 years ago at Bristol Eye Hospital, saying his eyesight had been deteriorating already for years. The teen told the doctor that he was always a fussy eater and that he lived on a diet of French fries, potato chips, white bread, and processed ham slices. She diagnosed him with nutritional optic neuropathy and says she hopes his story will be a cautionary tale to others. Her report is now published in detail in this week's Annals of Internal Medicine. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
As the 2020 presidential race draws near, politics in Hollywood are heating up as actors and actresses are drawing political lines. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more on the story.
Seinfeld actor John O'Hurley is sounding off on Hollywood suppressing diversity thought in the wake of Deborah Messing and Eric McCormick calling for supporters of President Trump to be outed.
The fact that we aren't receptive to diversity of thought, which is the exact opposite of what you feel the liberal way would be.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.